Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record. Welcome back to the Finding Your Way podcast, bringing you thought-provoking and hopefully edifying content that is built to help you look at the current world in a brighter light. I have a great show lined up for you today, but first, as always, I want to give a shout-out to a friend or two this week. One, it was Mother's Day last Sunday, and since I don't get to see my mother all the time, but she does listen to my podcast, I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Your love and laughter and your courage, your brightness and your hope have blessed my life from when I was a kid to even now, as I have my own kids. Thank you for your hard work and persistence. You changed lives, and you still do. I would like to give a shout out to my wife this week, who is also the mother of my children. My wife is the best person in my life. She deserves all the praise and good things anyone gives her. She puts up with my nonsense and cares for our kids better than I ever could. The truth is, my life would be upside down if I don't have her. Thank you for who you are and what you do for us. As for the podcast today, I would like to talk to you about heroes. Admittedly, I don't know that I really know a lot about heroes. What I mean when I say this is I don't know that I have ever encountered a human being who lives up to the hype of what our society might call a hero. Now, I know some of you might be rolling your eyes here, but hang with me for just a moment. Most of us are convinced our whole lives that we have to be this earth-shattering, fire-breathing human who changes the world for the better with one giant, grandiose event. That the heroes wear some sort of uniform, have giant muscles, are highly intelligent, or have a ton of money. Someone that others look up to, and they say, man, I want to be like that someday. The heroes we see are the ones that exist in the movies. And we get wrapped up in this fantasy that a hero is someone who saves lives. But when it comes to saving lives, we never really look at what that process really entails. I mean, we are happy to watch an entertaining movie, see what those heroes do, and just kind of accept that there are only a handful of earth-saving heroes in the world, and they are basically untouchable. I am 40 this year. 40. And I'm finally coming to terms with what my life really looks like, who I really look up to, and what is really important. I realize that as I get older, all I really care about is making sure my family is fed, making sure they are loved, and that they have all the opportunities that I was offered when I was their age. I gave up being a hero a long time ago. The truth is, the heroes that I have and that I look up to never set out to be the heroes that I see them as. In fact, they likely don't even know that I look up to them. But it's really the everyday human that I'm starting to look at. And they are the ones that have been heroic. Now, I know some of you are listening to me and saying, giving praise to people for the good things that they do is worthless. And that only God, through his son, Jesus, should be our hero. I mean, after all, their victory did indeed save the world, which, surprisingly enough, is the premise for virtually every superhero story ever told. But folks, while I do believe every good thing comes from God, I feel we rob people of blessings if we do not take notice of the good things they bring to the earth. I mean, it is the things that people do that points us to the one who created us, isn't it? Should we not then look to the good things? These good things are what we were created to do in the first place, aren't they? These heroes I speak of are the ones I believe God sends our way for the moments in our lives that really matter. They are the people that show up every day doing the things they have been doing their whole lives. The ones who toil away. The ones who never give up, even though they have experienced many defeats. The ones who push on in the dark, searching for the answers. The ones who refuse to let the darkness win. The ones who do what they know to be right, even though it will cost them. The ones who stare evil right in the face and say, "Not today. No more. I will not let this continue. I will not any longer stand by and watch while evil makes fools of us all." The ones who answer the phone in the middle of the night, jump in their cars, and make sure someone is there when you need them. The ones who meet you at a coffee shop or restaurant just to sit with you in silence as you go through the loss of a job or a loved one. To the ones who search for a job for you and extend whatever resources they have to make sure that you have what you need. There are moments in our lives where we stare out into the light and we wonder how we got there. And from my experience, I am there at that place from time to time because of the great efforts and sacrifices of others. Those are my heroes. The ones I can pick up a phone today after not talking to you for a year, and you talk to me as if we never parted. The people you have on speed dial because you really have something you need to talk about or a decision you have to make and you have to work through it before you do it. Individuals who show up at your door when you gotta move stuff into a new place and you have no idea how that is going to happen. And they show up not because they want notoriety as a great person, but instead they show up because they love you. Those are my heroes. I bring all of these things up, folks, because I have experienced all of these things. Because each one of these things I have mentioned are things that have happened to me. And every single time, a hero shows up. Heroes don't change the world by flying or with great feats of human physical strength. We are too busy being distracted by what the TV or social media say about what is actually heroic. The truth is, and listen to me here, folks, after 40 short years on this planet, I have observed that heroes are the ones that show up every day and do what they say they are going to do. Somewhere along the way, these heroes made a decision to do what is right every day. No matter what it costs him. If you're listening to this and you know me personally, it is likely you are one of those heroes. If you are, thank you. Some of what you have done has saved my life, has changed the lives of my kids, has saved the lives of my friends and family. This episode is for you. Thank you for listening this week. And to you, the person who wakes up, maybe your life isn't perfect, go out here today and fight for it with everything you have. Don't stop being that person. There's people who see you. You might just be their hero. I will catch you on the flippity flop.
This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.